Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, well, you know, it's actually a good day. The news that came out that they decided to start their shutdown operations early yesterday. The fact that they did start them early means that they'll be shutting down entirely by the end of the week. So it'll take about 30 hours. They started yesterday. Take about 30 hours to clean out the ovens and burn off everything. And I'm told it'll take roughly 4 days after that to clean up everything to get the shutdown complete. So that's the phase that we're going through. It's the next phase that we're going through. Now we can concentrate on the cleanup of the site. And working with the Department of Labor and the unions in the area to find jobs for those people, and hopefully we'll be able to get them taken care of. The financial impact of the town, as I have stated on several occasions over the past couple of weeks, the financial impact is not as great, nearly as great, as the impact that happened when the Huntley Power Generation plant closed. When the Huntley plant closed, it was over $2 million in lost revenue to the town alone, and to the town. Town of Wanacoke pays only $70,000. So something certainly that is more manageable on that aspect, but we are looking to repurpose the site as quickly as we can. And I spoke to the DEC yesterday afternoon, and I asked a question about the cleanup specifically. And they said that since the site is listed on the Superfund list, that the cleanup action will actually take place pretty quickly over at the site. So I was encouraged by that as well. Yes. Well, it certainly would not be for residential use. You know, it could be. Now, don't laugh at this. Okay, what about the new Bills Stadium? Everything is right there. Okay, I throw that out for consideration at this point. I'm being serious. You know, why not? It's a 150-acre site. It has infrastructure right there, throughway access close to Canada. Everything is right there on the site. So we're thinking outside the box here. Obviously, commercial industrial park would also be a viable use for the site as well going forward. They did not get into the details of it. You know, that is above I'm not going to say it's above my pay grade, but it's above my knowledge of, you know, technically how you do shut down a coke operation. There's going to be a lot of burning of the gases, you know, in the stacks and that. I know they have to do that. And that's why I'm glad that the DEC and the Department of Labor, and I believe the New York State Police, are taking an active role over at the site as we speak. Well, the school district they lost over $3 million. They're in the same situation as us with Huntley, okay? They lost over $3 million approximately with the closing of the Huntley plant. Their taxes, I believe, are roughly in the neighborhood on the Tonawanda Coke site of roughly approximately $150,000, somewhere in that range. So certainly manageable, you know, from both our standards. The site, they still will be paying taxes. Someone's going to be paying taxes at the property. They're still responsible for the taxes, even if they declare bankruptcy, which I assume they're going to be doing. There'll still be some tax being generated on the site, and both the school district and town will be working together to do it, which is all the more reason why it's important for the school district and the town to collaborate on shared services so we can share money and save the taxpayers and keep the services that everybody's come to expect in the town. Well, the site still has an assessment. They'll be responsible for the taxes. In Erie County, what happens is if a company or an individual does not pay the taxes on the site, the county makes the municipalities whole. So maybe not good news for the county, but from the municipalities, from the town standpoint, the town will be made whole at the site on their taxes. There probably will be a reduction in the assessment, though, I would assume, in the future, in the near future.
Did the DEC give any time frame as to when this could be ready for a new purpose, this property?
Well, I asked that question, how long the cleanup would take, you know, when we'd have an answer. I specifically asked whether it'd be 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, or a year, and, you know, they said they really don't know. And that's when they got into, because the site is on the Superfund list, that the it would probably be sooner rather than later that they, you know, they're going to be on the site much quicker, actually, than they would be able to do action over at the Huntley site.
What are you telling workers who found out, you know, you're going to be out of a job within a week? What do you tell people like that who just lost their livelihood?
Well, I tell them to try to stay positive. You know, there are jobs out here in Western New York. The economy is going well in Western New York. I don't believe this came as a surprise to any of the workers over there. I've heard stories coming out of the plant that said that they have anticipated this happening over the past few months. So that work with your, if you know, they are union over there, the people that are, work with your unions, and we'll be working with the Department of Labor to try and find those people jobs as soon as we can. I've heard numbers anywhere from, you know, roughly 50 to 60 full-time workers, and then there's another 50 to 60 part-time, temp workers. So I haven't heard that directly from the company itself. I've heard that from other sources.
Do you know anything about the process of the cleanup?
I do not. I do not. And quite frankly, at this point, I don't want to know. I don't want to interfere. I'm going to let the experts do what they have to do. And, we can come in and work with them on trying to find solution going forward on the other issues. Do you have anything you want to say, Senator?
I wanted to, a couple years back, the Huntley closure happened. It certainly, as the supervisor mentioned, much more of a significant hit on the tax base. But I think that we saw that the state officials, the members of the Assembly, the Senate worked with the town, the school district, to try to find ways to dissipate the harm in terms of the tax base. I certainly pledge that I'll do the same thing in this instance. I do agree with the supervisor as far as the employees. The good news is, even just in that River Road corridor, a lot of those manufacturers are hiring. A lot of those manufacturers, even if they're not increasing their employment, they have retirements coming up. So there's opportunities there. I think that's one area we'll work on. I will say, in terms of long term, certainly as we try to work on the Huntley project and work on that parcel of land, I think opportunities there are much greater if there's not a Tonawanda-Cook next to him breaking environmental laws time and time again. With that issue not there, I think it makes Huntley a better reuse potential project. Also, think of what it does to potentially just property values in general in that whole area, both commercial and residential, that you don't have the smokestack kicking out, you don't know what, if it's harmful or not. So I think this is will be a transitional time, but I think long term it is a good thing for the region and Tonawanda. Well, it does seem like they did not make their payment recently on the $2 million, which had nothing to do with all the attention we've gotten recently. It was for their case several years ago. So I don't know what happens then. Do they make that payment? Is this getting them out of that payment? They can say that folks were picking on them. This was an anticipated payment. They knew that was coming for several years. It seems like kind of a coincidence that they're shutting down and not able to do that. The cynic in me is saying this whole several months of what we saw was just biding some time to make some more money before the place shut down. And I think that we will, I can only speak for myself, advocate that, they should pay their obligations. And just because they're shutting down does not mean that shouldn't happen. So this just does not let them completely off the hook in my mind. they have an obligation. They are still owners of that property. They are the ones that made the pollutants that are on that property, and it now should not just be shifted on to the public sector to endure all that.
Do you feel that they came up short as being a good corporate citizen or neighbor? Because as you stand here, you've got these gentlemen here from emergency services, I couldn't help but think of that recent occasion where they wouldn't even let you guys in.
Well, I'll start out by saying, you know, there's only one company who's responsible for them shutting down, and that's Tonawanda Coke. It's not the people who were pressing the issue on the environmental clean air. It's not the federal judge who, in the criminal case, okay, Tonawanda Coke was violating the law. So they will be held responsible, as the senator alluded to. One of the things I forgot to mention earlier is that the DEC told me yesterday that they were also going to be reaching out to the prior owner, who I believe was Honeywell, and talk to them about, they're going to be held liable too for some of the contamination that's on the site. So, it's still very early in the game here. Everything happened, Friday afternoon, and here we are on Monday morning, talking about it. So I'm sorry, Dave, your question, I went off. Your question was about the public safety impact.
Emergency services personnel with denied access, which to me sounds just nuts. I can't remember that.
They've worn out their welcome in the town, and quite frankly, and that is just an example. The chief was on the truck who they wouldn't let in. Yeah. So if you want to say something, yeah. Chief, you can.
I've never experienced anything like that. We are sent to a business for report of a fire. I could see fire approaching, and they were told me it was normal operations, and who sent me? So we've had interactions, 24 years of being a firefighter. I've been there several times. It progressively got crazier, for lack of a better term. That was a scene that I've never experienced. I hope to never experience again, and speaking to their nature, it was very chaotic, and it was very unorganized on their end as far as why we were there, and a little deceitful maybe, but absolutely. But it did happen. As far as being a good corporate citizen, that's public opinion's out there. So thank you.
Sure.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.